and psilocybin and zombie sex death fungus, what could possibly go wrong?
I think everything.
I mean, literally, what could possibly
go wrong? I think this is going to be worse than the Purge movie.
I'd be practicing. Do you remember the safety dance? Yeah. Well, I'd be practicing that with my food.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare for the people that want to replace beef. They don't want it for dinner anymore.
So anybody that wants to eat these cicadas this year, my best thing to tell you is wear protection.
Well,
wear a glad bag, happily.
What? Saran wrap? But here, it's like literally going to go in your system. There's some shenanigans going on. I'm telling you, amphetamines, they just don't show up. You know what I mean? I mean,
the story's just
psilocybin, yes. I mean, yeah. You can walk around cow patties and, you know, pick the mushrooms off the side and, you know, dry them and eat them and, you know, do your thing. But there's something, I'm telling you, somebody was trying to play God and something went wrong. Okay, do you remember the sci-fi movie where it was the Argentinians, because it took place, you know, for the Argentinian army,
yeah,
and they were fighting the bugs?
Yeah.
What was that name of that show? It was like a Star Wars, but bug fighting.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, and it was one of the very first shows ever that in the future we were going to have co-ed showers.
Yeah.
Remember, she's talking about Johnny because she loves Johnny. Mm. And, you know, she's in the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just weird. So now we have bugs. They're eating bugs. They're killing bugs. Bugs with bad diseases.
Right.
And they're having co-ed showers, which they're talking about now.
Yeah, they are talking about.
Okay. It's just weird. This has got to be a Friday.
It has. This is definitely a story for Friday.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, because it is Friday and it's the 21st of May and things are getting weird. Things are warming up, heating up, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Remember, Spreely.video. Hey, if you want to get some swag, I just got to stop with the zombie sex infection.
I think
just
we've read enough, too.
Okay, yeah, I'm good with that.
I am, too. It kind of ruined the taste of the donut this morning, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, you know, over there at thecostclub.com, where, you know, there's swag for morning crankers.
This is a psychedelic shirt.
Well, I mean, maybe we can make a hyper color shirt. You know, can you get hyper colors anymore? Remember that? You touch them and you get your handprint would be on there a different color.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe we can get that, but we can say something about the zombie cicadas, salt shakers of death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine how messed up you got to be. This reminds me of somebody on PCP or something. These bugs are trying to mate, but their anatomy is half gone.
And actually, you know, you talk about a movie that reminds you of. How about the movie The Fly?
I remember the movie.
Remember the movie Fly? Remember Goldblum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum was in
that. Yeah, that was, you know, kind of a weird movie.
It was.
I don't think it was Starship Troopers.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I've seen those.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
And now we have the Space Force as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It's, I don't know. It's just different. You want some good news?
Let's finally hear something.
All right, listen.
Right there was it.
Florida man. I'm going to play this because everybody's been here. Okay? Everybody's going to know this feeling. How many of you have had this run of bad luck where your car breaks down, something in the house breaks down, and you're like, well, when it rains, it pours, and then you're like,
yeah,
God, I hope it only comes in threes, and then it's like seven or eight things later, you're like,
yeah,
okay, I've been beat down, I'm black and blue. Well, there is hope. Listen to this. Florida man wins $1 million lottery jackpot after both of his family vehicles break down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A Florida man said his $1 million lottery prize came at the end of a string of bad luck that included his truck breaking down just 2 days after his wife's car broke down.
Right.
Curtis Fuller, 38 years old, Jacksonville, Florida, told lottery officials he bought his 50X, that's the cash scratch-off ticket, from the First Coast Energy in Jacksonville just days after he and his wife both found themselves without working vehicles. That's a good story because I know people that have been there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was there just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was there on Friday last week.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes me feel good to know that somebody kind of catches a break once in a while.
Yeah. And yeah. It's like when I moved down here, my Buick broke down. I drove that thing everywhere across the country.
Yeah.
Going to all kinds of Patriot rallies at the time.
Yeah. Oh, deplorable Dan. I'm almost there. I got like 2 hours left.
Yeah. You'd message you.
I don't know what happened. It just, I'm not too far from you. Where are you? Well, I don't really know. Yeah. And I can't really look anything up because I'm in a bad spot. And where I thought you were like, you know, 45 miles east of that.
Yeah.
But we got you back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it was a blessing.
It was.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't.
I mean, you're not catching
any.
You
got to learn, live and learn in life. And, hey, when you put 800,000 miles on a Buick, hey, it's time to trade it in on a new one or get it.
Well, yeah, and look at the bright side. At least you're not walking around dazed and confused with bug fungus. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You know. But kudos to this guy.
Yeah.
What is he going to buy? $1 million. You know what I'm going to buy? I'm going to upgrade my truck because even with $1 million, I'm going to say, why in the hell am I going to pay new price when I don't have to? I'll buy a good used one.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Build a motor for it.
Yeah, you know, used vehicles are up 30% right now.
I believe it.
And used trucks are up even higher than that.
Yeah.
Now, here's some bad luck. Now, this is in Florida also. A large chunk of ice crashes through roof of a Florida home.
Oh, wow.
Now, you don't really put ice and Florida together, right?
No.
It says residents of a Florida home had an unusual start to their day when a large chunk of ice fell out of the sky and punched a hole in their roof. The Martin County Sheriff's Office said the ice chunk fell out of the sky Wednesday morning and punched a large hole through the roof near the edge of a Palm City home, causing the ice to land on the ground outside of the house rather than inside. And I don't know if you can see this, but damn, that's a big hole.
Wow.
Okay. The Sheriff's Office said there were no reports of injuries from the ice chunk's plunge. Deputies said they do not yet have an explanation for where the ice chunk came from. There it is.
Oh, wow.
I just got to say, more weird Friday stuff. You know, Carolyn says airplane. That's what I'm thinking. You know, don't they make their sewage? Don't they make that ice? But, you know, I wouldn't think Florida would be the place that you would release, you know, ice chunks from a plane.
No.
But that's just weird.
That is.
Okay, a nice chunk, like, blown apart through a house. Yeah. Thank goodness nobody was hurt.
Yeah, especially no kids or anything.
I mean, that's one of them stepping stones right there. You know, you can buy them at any local hardware store there is. So imagine that. Almost the same weight, almost the same size, and it was coming from a long ways away because that's the hole that it put through the roof.
Unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is. Kim Libby said, I had an airplane take a dump on my dump truck. That's scary stuff, man. That's scary. Hopefully that ice didn't contain, you know, like bug fungus.
You
know what I'm saying? So what else you got, brother?
I've got hundreds of Californians visit a corpse.
Oh, I love this story.
Yes.
Is it a beautiful Friday flower?
It sure is.
All right, let's
go. Hundreds visit abandoned gas station to view corpse flower bloom. Not what you all thought, was it? Hundreds of people lined up outside an abandoned gas station in California for the chance to get up close and personal with a rare plant known as a corpse flower.
It's beautiful.
The corpse flower, scientifically known as Amphrophilus titanium, belongs to gardener Solomon Leyva, who brought his plant to the old Art Deco gas station in Alameda to share it with the community. The plant, which only blooms once every several years, is known as the corpse flower due to the pungent odor it releases while blooming.
That stinks.
Yeah.
It's got cicada fungus.
Oh, God. Oh. It produces a tree-like looking plant with a really wide canopy. Leyva told KGO-TV, it produces it over and over every year until the bulb has sort of enough energy for it to bloom. This can take 10 years, This can take 15. This can take even 20, Leyva said. He wanted the community to have the chance to get up close and personal with the plant, which normally can only be seen blooming at facilities where the public is kept separated from the plants by barriers. I think everyone's tripping. Yeah, they're really tripping on them cicadas.
Well, you know, yeah. I don't know if it's the psilocybin. I mean, that would be a trip.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't think amphetamines really make you trip.
No, but the psychedelic would. Right. I think everyone's tripping out that they can walk up and wiggle it and smell it. A lot of fun for everybody. He told the San Francisco Chronicle. Imagine that. Leyva estimated at least 1,400 people had lined up to see the plant. Your thoughts, Mr. Hance, on this not-so-psychedelic plant?
I was laughing. You know, you said, you know, wiggle it and play with it and, you know, and this thing stinks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're talking about some weird stuff today, man. That's what I really got to say.
We are out in left field today.
Well, I was reading a story. It was right next to that one, actually, about the Venus fly trap.
Yeah.
Did you know that it creates its own electromagnetic field?
Didn't know that.
To grab bugs and stuff. I mean, it's just this, you know, with that stinky plants, you know, people showing up to, you know. Like, I've never understood this about somebody. They'll have something, like, that's really bad. Like, they'll take something out of the refrigerator, and it's like a cheese that's bad or something. Oh, smell this. And everybody just watch the reaction of the person smelling it, be like, oh, this stinks. And everybody's like, oh, like in a row. Like, everybody's got to smell the bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've got that. We've got ice falling out of the sky in Florida. We've got the bug thing.
Right.
You know, just weird.
Right.
I think I've got a story to go along with that. We've been talking on this show a lot about UFOs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen to this. I think this is going to blow everybody's mind. The head or ex-head of Pentagon UFO office. The U.S. government is in possession of exotic materials from mysterious vehicles. What does that mean exactly?
I'm not sure.
Now, if you go to May of 2020, they said flat out that we have UFOs. We flat out in our possession have UFOs. Now, this guy takes it a step further. We've got, you know, mysterious vehicles. What are they trying to tell us? Why can't they just come out and say, okay, this is what it is. This is the color. This is the type of polymer. You know, is it because they don't know?
Right.
I mean, this is Freaky Friday. It's got to be Freaky Friday.
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The former head of Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or ATIP, also known as the Department of Defense's UFO program, told Tucker Carlson that he believes the United States government is in possession of mysterious exotic technology as a result of encounters with unidentified aircraft. Luis Elizondo, who headed up the Pentagon's ATIP unit for years until it shuttered in the mid-2010s, spoke to Fox News host ahead of what is expected to be a blockbuster Defense Department report detailing the U.S. military's encounters with unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Right.
Things are getting weird.
They are.
Remember, we had the Navy admiral that was talking about Pacific Ocean, things dive bombing in there in protected airspace. Mm-hmm. We're talking right outside of San Diego, folks.
I think everything we've talked about this morning has put us definitely in the danger zone.
Yeah, well, it is danger zone.
Danger.
Danger.
What are your thoughts on UFOs?
I believe they're real. We've talked about this several times.
What planet do they come from?
That I couldn't tell you.
I mean, the Mormons now are starting to make a little bit more sense, where they said that their heaven is, you know, in the Orion's Belt star.
Yeah.
You know, I used to kind of laugh about that. Now I question it, you know, like,
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes I wonder if our military creates these ships, too.
Oh, I'm sure some of them are.
But I'm wondering if they create them to just bring up our suspicion.
What would be the point of that? Spend, you know, $1 billion on.
Well, I have another theory. I'll have another theory about this.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right. Bring it. Hang on a second.
I have. Okay.
I don't.